What if everything good in your life, health, wealth, relationships, happiness, flowed from a single source? When Oprah Winfrey discovered this secret, she immediately purchased 150 copies to share with everyone she knew. This force isn't some complex spiritual technique or rare talent. It's love. Not just romantic love, but love as the fundamental creative energy of existence. Without this power, we'd have no art, technology, medicine, or human achievement. Everything positive stems from this singular force. Love isn't just what you feel, it's what you give out into the world through your thoughts, feelings, and actions. When you understand this principle, life transforms from a series of random events into a responsive experience that mirrors what you put into it. The universe operates through natural laws, and love works through the most powerful one, the law of attraction. Like a cosmic magnet, you draw to yourself precisely what matches your inner state. Give positivity, receive positive circumstances. Give negativity, and negativity returns. You're not just observing your life, you're actively creating it with every thought and feeling. You function like a living radio transmitter, broadcasting frequencies determined by your emotions. Joy, gratitude, and excitement transmit on love's frequency, attracting similar experiences. Conversely, irritation and anxiety broadcast negativity, drawing corresponding circumstances. This explains why some days everything goes wrong while others flow effortlessly. Your emotional state creates these experiences. Positive thoughts without genuine emotion are ineffective, like a rocket ship without fuel. Some people seem perpetually lucky while others constantly struggle because of their magnetic frequency. Most people react to circumstances rather than deliberately choosing their feelings, unaware they're causing their experiences. When you shift frequency, the law of attraction responds immediately. Your past doesn't matter. Changed feelings change your life. The challenge is consistency. People typically alternate between giving and withholding love throughout the day. When you cross the threshold of more than 50% positive thoughts and feelings, your life transforms dramatically. At just 51% positivity, the scales tip in your favor, and when love returns to you, it multiplies by attracting more. Imagine having a genie who grants every wish, but instead of rubbing a lamp, you activate this power through your feelings. The creation process follows three simple steps: imagine it, feel it, receive it. First, focus clearly on what you desire. See yourself having what you want. Second, feel love for what you're visualizing. Your imagination connects you to your desire, while your feelings create the magnetic power drawing it to you. Finally, the force of love works through visible and invisible channels to bring your desire to you through circumstances, events, and people. The key is feeling as though you already have what you want. To harness love's ultimate power, fall completely in love with life. Your capacity for love is limitless. Look for things you love everywhere, in technology, buildings, nature, and people. Make it your mission to notice and speak about what you love. Tell others what you love about them. Create monthly lists of everything you adore. Keep your mind focused on love by asking, "What can I see that I love? How many things can I find to appreciate? What excites me about today?" Gratitude transforms even desperate situations. When you feel grateful, you give love, and whatever you give, you receive. The sincere feeling behind two simple words, "thank you," can completely transform your life. How do you truly feel about money? While most people claim to love money but feel bad when lacking it, the wealthy, about 10% who control most wealth, simply maintain more positive feelings toward money than negative ones. Many carry limiting childhood beliefs like "we can't afford that" or "rich people are greedy" that become self-fulfilling prophecies through the law of attraction. People with positive money attitudes have magnetic sticking power. If wealth were distributed equally, it would quickly return to those who feel good about it. This explains why lottery winners often lose everything within years. They attracted wealth momentarily without changing their underlying feelings about money. To transform your finances, change how you feel about money. Never pay bills with negative emotions. You'll only attract bigger ones. Instead, imagine they're donations you're making generously or checks you're receiving. Write thank you, paid on bills. The law responds to your feelings, not reality. Feel genuine gratitude when receiving money, even small amounts, to multiply it. Use every money interaction to generate positive feelings. When paying for anything, feel love imagining how you're helping the company and its employees. When hearing about others' financial success, get excited. It means you're on that frequency too. Every interaction offers an opportunity to give or withhold love. What you give is precisely what you'll receive back. The ancient wisdom to love others wasn't just moral guidance. It revealed life's secret. When you give love through kindness, encouragement, support, or gratitude, it returns multiplied. Your relationships perfectly mirror what you've been giving. Great relationships indicate you're giving more love than negativity. Challenging ones show the opposite. You can transform any relationship by deliberately seeking things to love and appreciate about the person. When you focus on the positive more than the negative, the other person seems transformed, but it's actually love's force dissolving negativity. Giving love isn't trying to change others or presuming you know what's best for them. You cannot violate someone's right to choose without violating love's law. Think of difficult people as personal emotional trainers helping you practice choosing love. Some are soft trainers, easy to love. Others are tough, pushing you to your limits while making you stronger. The law of attraction works like adhesive. What you focus on in others sticks to you. When you rejoice in someone's good fortune or admire their qualities, those things attach to you. The force of love flows endlessly through you, waiting to be directed. This power is your birthright as a human being. When you align your thoughts and feelings with love, you become the architect of your destiny rather than a victim of circumstance. Every moment offers an opportunity to choose love over fear, gratitude over complaint, joy over resignation. The universe responds to what you're giving now, not your past or limitations. When you understand that love is both the means and the end, the path and the destination, everything shifts. You no longer need to fight against life, but can flow with it, co-creating your experience through this powerful force. This isn't wishful thinking. It's working with fundamental laws that govern reality. Choose to see what you love, feel gratitude for what you have, imagine what you desire as already yours, and watch the universe respond. Your capacity to give and receive love is unlimited. An extraordinary life isn't something to strive for in the future. It's available to you right now through the power of love.